Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and greetings to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 31st of July, and here in Aurora is cloudy and 27 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today is very warm with intervals of clouds and sunshine during the day and mostly cloudy over the night. Temperatures ranging between low of 28 to high of 36 with a heat index of 39 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Over the night, winds will change the direction to south winds with 10 km per hour with gusts on 14 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 18%. Weekend will be in tone of two theater plays, one lecture, volunteer gathering and more. On Saturday at 5:30 p.m. in the Ashram Theater, Rue Suffren, Pondicherry, we are cordially invited to a lecture by Dr. Karan Singh on the last message of Sri Aurobindo. On this occasion, two books authored by Dr. Karan Singh will be also released. One is Triveni, with essays, poems and novella, published by Shubhi Publication, and the other one is Guragon and Meetings with the Remarkable Women, published by Pamplisset Publishers in New Delhi. The function will be presided over by Professor Manoj Das with Bala Bhaskar from Aurobindo Foundation and Matri Prasad from Sri Aurobindo Ashram present. Transplantation has been arranged with two buses who will leave Solar Kitchen at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday to reach the Ashram Theatre before 5:30 p.m. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India in the International Zone, we can see The Tenth Head, a play presented by Adi Shakti. Gates will close sharp at 8 p.m. In The Tenth Head, the 10 heads of Ravana become a metaphor for the tension that exists between the individual and the collective. Director of this play is Vinapi Chawla, with script by Vinaj Kumar. And performers of The Tenth Head are Vinaj Kumar, KG, artist Suresh Kaliyat, Nimi Raphael, Arvind Rain. Animation is done by Anoop Davies. And animation and sound operation by Apoor Arthur. And light design by Vinaj Kumar. Musicians are Suresh Kaliyat, Chandra, Nimi Raphael. On vocal and misao, Arvind Rane Edikia. And costumes by Vinaj Kumar. Acknowledgements are also to Anol Velani with music composition from songs Call Me Head. Next day, Saturday 2nd, as well in Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, again presented by Adi Shakti, to play Nidratvam and Hanuman Ramayana. Nidravatam by Nimi Raphael on script, direction and performance, cast and credits. Vinapi Chawla on creative guidance, Vinaj Kumar on light and design operator, Aravind Rain on music and tech support, and Apoor Arthur on music operator. Hanuman Ramayan by Suresh Kaliyati, script and direction, performance, cast and credits, Vinapi Chawla, creative guidance, Nimi Raphael as musician, Aravind Rain as musician, and Vinaj Kumar on light design and operation. And for Sunday comes an invitation for Art Chakra, the Volunteers Open Art event between 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in Auroville Room at Kala Kendra near Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India in International Zone. Organizers said that they are ready with the lineup of interesting performances and presentations for you. They have in store for you presentation of paintings, photography, travel stories, fashion design, martial arts, short films, along with a stand-up comedy show by Auroville volunteers. All power packed in just 2 hours. So they're inviting you to join them on Sunday, as we said, at 10:30 a.m. for the first session of Art Chakra. For more information, we can contact Gwara, who is a resident of artist at Kala Kendra, on 9787897947. Nanapalan, father of Aurovillians Kanyapan, Nagapan and Aromogam, passed away on Sunday evening. He was in his 80s and was bedridden since 1 year. He was working for Auroville from the very beginning, starting with the Matrimandir nursery, where he was driving the first bala cart of Auroville bringing compost from Pondicherry. Later in 83, he started working with Bhavana for the Blitz Garden. From there, he got into afforestation, a work that he continued as the watchman until last year, 2013. Meanwhile, his children joined Auroville and he gave away his land to Auroville. Dhanapalan's entire life was dedicated to building Auroville, and our gratitude and love go out to him and his family. May his soul rest in peace. The next general meeting for the local food movement will be at Solitude Farm on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. They will be going into practicalities of manifesting the following projects: reviving the Saturday farmers markets, creating a local food eatery and community space, growing food gardens in our schools and communities, creating a seasonal chart of local produce. Local issue snacks will be served, and they are looking forward to see you there. Telephone Service is planning to publish a fresh edition of the directory. Over the past 1 year, more than 100 new connections have been provided. There has also been a change of residence, email addresses, and shifting of lines. Subscribers are requested to check their details available at the online AuroNet directory and inform Telephone Service at telephoneservice@auroville.org of any changes or additions. The printed version will take data from the AuroNet directory. And they're asking you to do this also for your friends or community or neighbors. Last date for corrections and amendments is 10th of August 2014. At Life Education Center opposite Isabella School are preparing series on learning how to cook and prepare food with locally grown vegetables. The first session will be on 2nd of August at 10:30 a.m. at Life Education Center opposite of Isabella School. Isabella School invites individuals who are interested in the use of technology to improve the learning of students. The individual should be interested in the education of children and not be limited to a computer instructor teaching children how to use the computer. Knowledge of using Windows and Ubuntu machines is necessary and basic administration of Ubuntu and Windows system is applied. And on Saturday at 8:45 to 5 p.m. at Hall of Life in Creativity, it's a one-day workshop on the basic tenets of astrology and the tools that astrologer uses for analyzing a birth chart. This includes topics such as signs, houses, planets, elements, aspects, transits, planetary periods, divisional charts, and etc. They will also touch on topics such as the philosophy and rationale of astrology, why and how it works, responsibilities of the astrologer. The workshop will end with an evening of stargazing, identifying some of the zodiacal signs and planets. This will be the absolute basic and could provide a foundation for further study. For information and queries, we can call Vikram on 9843948288. On the 21st of August, Dr. Charles, MDS, oral maxilla facial pathologist, has kindly agreed to do free checkups for early detection of oral cancer for Aurovillians, newcomers, and workers. They're asking you to contact the reception for appointment on 262-2265. Or 262-2007. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Bharat News Auditorium, they will screen Dreams, directed by Akira Kurosawa and made in Japan in 1990. At Ecofilm Club at Sadana Forest, also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. we can see Blackfish documentary, directed by Gabriela Copperwaite. At Visit the Center Movie Show are happy to inform us that with a new setup at the Multimedia Hall, the movie shows at the Visit the Center resumes again from tomorrow, the 1st of August. The days are the same as before, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. So tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen Gravity, made in 2013, science fiction drama, directed by Alfonso Cuarón. And on Saturday at 8 p.m. we can see drama fantasy romance, Winter's Tales, made in 2014 by director Akiva Goldsman. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a Spanish drama, Political, Even the Rain, made in Spain in 2010 by director Isier Bolan. On Saturday they will screen an international comedy drama, Frances Ha, made in USA in 2012 by director Noah Baumbach. On Sunday at 4:30 p.m. at Children's Film we can see an adventure family fantasy, Gulliver's Travels Part 1, made in USA in 1996 by director Charles Studdridge. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club we can see The Home and the World, made in India in 1984 by director Satyajit Raj. The Mother wrote in the words of The Mother, Volume 14. Life is a perpetual choice between truth and falsehood, light and darkness, progress and regression, the ascent toward the heights or a fall into abyss. It is for each one to choose freely. Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on auroville.org.